Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It is Friday. I'm getting ready for the weekend, February the 25th of 2021. Joanne with you again. And again, thank you so much for coming along with me and spending a few minutes in the Word of God, just studying His Word. And today we're going to be walking in this direction of the Spirit-filled life and the Spirit-filled walk. So just invite the Holy Spirit in to interrupt, hijack the program, or do whatever He wants to do. So thankful for His truth, for His Word, and the way that it protects us and it leads us and guides us closer to the Spirit of the Lord. I started out this morning actually praying for a group of my women friends, you know, just for straight paths for them to walk on. The Lord makes a straight path. I mean, there's not a lot of winds, not a lot of crooks in the road, not a lot of turns. It's a straight path. He likes for the stones and everything to be cleared out of the way, because we don't stumble, you know, when there's stones in the path. We don't have to get lost or make a wrong turn. And actually, you know, the Bible says, prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight. Jesus actually wants a straight path to get to us. He doesn't want to have to work around all of our crookedness and our bends in the road and our turns. And, you know, He doesn't want to have to jump over our stones. Prepare the way of the Lord, because Jesus is coming. We want that straight path. I love walking on clear, straight paths. And if you think about how God has created man in His likeness and image, we have two legs and we have two feet, and we are created for forward motion. And this reveals our Creator. There's a figurative language here about the Christian life, is that it is a walk, it is a journey, and it is moving forward. This verse of scripture I use today is found in Proverbs chapter 4:18. It says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. How can we know that we are walking on the path that God has for us? Well, there's going to be brightness. There's going to be light from heaven that illuminates us as we go. And not only that, it's ever brighter. There is increasing brightness the closer that we get to Jesus Christ, until that perfect day when we see Him face to face. And one thing I have learned in the Christian walk, or in my own Christian walk, is that if I am on a path that is leading me into darkness, or if I'm on a path that isn't bringing me into greater freedom in my relationship with the Lord, instead it is just causing me to be bound more and more and weighed down, then I need to allow God to redirect my steps. Now, that doesn't mean that some of the walks and the journeys that we go on don't take us through difficulties. You know, Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, just keep walking, okay? But there is a definite difference when we realize, okay, I took this path and it didn't end up where I thought it was going to go. It ended up taking me in a direction that was further from the Lord. And there's actually a wisdom in turning around and walking back out of that. There is so much love and grace from God that He loves to direct us to the right way. He loves to help us walk on the path that He has for us. If we've been if we need redirected, He will do that. I praise Him because He brings us clarity. He brings us freedom and peace. There's brightness. There's glory on the path that is moving closer to Jesus. There's not confusion. Okay? All right. The confusion is just not from God. Here's another verse of scripture. It's good to look at to remind us how the Lord loves to redirect us. Psalm 40, verse 2. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my steps. And He put a new song in my mouth. But, you know, think about trying to walk in miry clay, sticky, heavy. You know, it's hard to pull your feet up out of the mud. You hear that, you know, and then you press your foot back down, and it's you can't walk in that stuff. And God likes to lift us up out of that and put us on the right path. Amen. All grace, no shame. One of the songs that came on today was by Danny Gokey. And the song actually starts out, "I've been running in circles." And I thought, oh, isn't that true? You know how as humans, we love our routines. I mean, we just like making that same path just over and over again because it's so familiar. You know, even like in our driving, we notice how we take the same roads all the time, you know, without even thinking about it. We turn on the turn signal, we turn and, you know, we go here and we know the speed to take because it's so familiar. We've done it so many times that we can just kind of zone out and we don't have to think. And I think sometimes in our Christian life, we can end up just running around in these familiar circles that don't require us to think, you know? And sometimes I feel like the Lord's just looking at us going, what are you doing? So anyway, may the Holy Spirit just bust us out of these routines and awaken our hearts and our minds to what he is saying. And this is where, you know, the program today, it just kind of took a beautiful turn into being led by the Spirit and walking by the Spirit. That's the goal. So if we go to John chapter 3, Jesus was having a nighttime conversation with Nicodemus. And he was talking about being born of the Spirit. This is verse 5. "I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit." And in verse 8, he says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." So the spiritual birth, when we receive Jesus Christ, our spirit inflated. You know, the spirit is referred to as the wind, the breath. You know, it's like, oh, we breathe in his spirit. We come alive. We are born of the Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ, make him our Lord and Savior. When we get that filling of the Holy Spirit in our life. So the wind, it blows where it wishes. You know, the nature of the Holy Spirit is like the wind. Goes where it wishes. You hear him coming. You can see where he's going. But it's not the same routine every time. I mean, in order to be connected with what the Holy Spirit is doing, we have to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit. We hear him coming. We see where he's going. And there's just this spontaneity of the Lord. And this is what the Spirit-filled life is like. It's not routine. Okay? It doesn't get dull or boring. It doesn't get familiar. God is always... He's always keeping us in relationship with him because, gosh, you got to love this about God. He wants the relationship so much that he's willing to break up our routines, okay? It's like, God, I used to be, you know, where'd you go? I'm doing the same thing I've always done. Where'd you go? And the Lord is like, I have busted out of that routine so that you would, okay? I want to keep you in relationship and dependent upon me and in connection with me. So therefore, I have to keep doing something different to keep you awake, okay? So the Lord just, he knows the nature of man. He understands our nature and he wants us to be like him as well, okay? I was led to Romans chapter 8. Spent a lot of time here. Kind of felt like maybe this weekend, you know, just kind of dwell in Romans chapter 8 about being led by the Spirit of God. Talks about it a lot in this chapter. I kind of went through the chapter backwards, but I'm going to start at the top and go down. Verse 5. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So we've got some hindrances here to walking by the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. One is our flesh, our flesh desires, the cravings of the flesh, sinful flesh. You know, the sinful flesh wants what it wants when it wants it. The Spirit, it wars against that. And so he wants us to put off the deeds of the body and live by the Spirit. Being mindful, you know, what are the things that trip us up in our flesh? Turn away from that and walk by the Spirit. The carnal mind, that's something else that is opposed to the Spirit. You know, there's a way that the world thinks that is opposed to the way that God thinks. There's a way that even we can think in our own mind where it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. But your spirit is the part where the Holy Spirit inhabits you and communicates with God. And so, you know, there's even that dividing line where the sword has to divide soul and spirit. And we have to figure out which of our thoughts are being led by our emotions, which of our thoughts are being led by our own intellect versus which of our thoughts are being led by the Spirit of God. So, you know, as we grow in our relationship with the Lord, he makes us aware, you know, of the things, the carnal mind, and how to not be led by even our own flesh thoughts or our own reasoning and understanding. There's even a proverb that says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads in death. I mean, it can seem right, but man, if we're not hearing what the Spirit of God is saying, we can end up on one of those paths that, you know, takes us into confusion or bondage. And it's like, man, I thought this was a good way to go. Maybe weren't hearing what the Spirit of God was saying. Then it says in verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Scroll on down. Again, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. This is how we know. This is how we know those who are of the Spirit. They are led by the Spirit of God. And of course, their spiritual fruit from their life will also see the demonstration of the Spirit of power in their life when they're being led by the Spirit of God. And we'll scroll on down just a little bit more. In verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is something I'd never seen before in verse 27, where it says, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. And what that tells me is the Holy Spirit is looking at our heart to see if what we desire is in alignment with what the Spirit desires. What's in the Spirit's mind? Is there a dichotomy between the two, or are the two one? And then the Holy Spirit, of course, will intercede if our desires, the things that we're going after, are not in the will of the Father, in alignment with his will. And so, praise God, Holy Spirit searches our hearts to see, you know, what is it that has captivated us? What is it? Maybe it's even being misguided or being misled, you know, through no intention of our own, and he intercedes for us. But this also tells me that we're supposed to pray in the Spirit, Okay, that as we pray in the Holy Ghost, as we pray in tongues, we are actually warring over our own heart to bring us in alignment with the Father's heart and the Father's will. So, you know, praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit is super important. Let's see if we got any more in this chapter. So we've got the flesh that wars against the Spirit. You know, it even says, is it in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under a law. I think it's the passage in Romans where it says the flesh and the Spirit are at enmity. And I looked up the definition of enmity. It means opposed and hostile. Okay, so the desires of the carnal mind, the desires of the flesh, these are at war. They're opposed to the Spirit of God. Man, we don't want to oppose God. We don't want to be opposed and, you know, abuse that grace. Here's something else that wars against the Spirit. And this one's a little bit harder. Influences, the people that influence, the things that we allow to influence our mind. Jesus shared with his disciples, this is found in Mark 8:33, that he was going to die. He was going to go to the cross and be killed. And Peter pulled him aside and said, Lord, this cannot happen to you. I think he even said, no, Lord, which is an oxymoron in itself. It's supposed to be yes, Lord, because he's not our Lord if we're saying no to him. But Peter pulled the Son of God aside and rebuked him. And he said, this can't happen to you. And it says that Jesus turned away and said, get behind me, Satan. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but you are mindful of the things of men. You know, there can even be influencers in our life that are not mindful of the Spirit of God. And so this is, you know, just be prepared. You know, just be equipped to say yes to God, to say yes, Lord, even if it means say no to certain voices in our life, certain influences that they just may not understand what lane we're supposed to walk in, what lane they're supposed to walk in. And you know, they may just not have the spiritual understanding. They may have their own agenda for themselves. They may have an agenda for you. Okay. And the Holy Spirit is saying, no, that's not the mind of the Father. That's not the mind of the Spirit. Get behind me. You are opposed. You are at enmity with the things of the Spirit of God. I cannot listen to that influence. So sometimes just be prepared. Sometimes we run into that. One other passage I wanted to look at was found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This one has a lot of words. They're good words. But what this passage, verses 10 through 16, I'm going to give you the cliff notes here. I'm going to summarize. This is saying God has given us his Spirit to be in our spirit so that we can know his mind. Okay? That's basically what all of this is saying. So I'm going to read it. Let's back up to verse 9. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man, he does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Isn't that powerful? Wow. So there again, God has given us of his Spirit. We haven't been given the spirit of the world. We haven't been given the ideology of the world. We haven't been given the carnal mindset of the world. We've been given the heavenly mind of the Father, the Spirit of God, so that we can know the path that God wants us to walk, so that we can know the direction we're supposed to go. He's given us of his Spirit. But now I want to talk about this natural man that it's talking about in verse 14. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You see, the natural man, the natural mind, has not been renewed by the Holy Spirit of God. I mean, I've even seen a lot of Christians walking by their natural mind because that part of them has not been awakened by the Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit awakens us, we suddenly become aware of these two realms of the soul and the spirit. And we start recognizing that there's a difference in what is influencing our mind. We start noticing that all the thoughts in our mind may not necessarily belong to us. And there's definitely some thoughts that belong to God. And there's some thoughts that belong to the world. There's some thoughts that belong or that come from our own soul, our own feelings and emotions, our own past and experiences. And the idea is to have all of our thoughts filtered through the Spirit of God so that we can know the mind of God. And so there's this thing that is said in Christianity. I absolutely loathe it. I hate it. Where it says they're so spiritually minded, they are of no earthly good. And I just want to tell you that that is a lie from the pit of hell, because we are called to be spiritually minded. I mean, we're not called to live a natural life. We're not called to live realistically, think realistically. We're actually called to think supernaturally, because if we're going to have a kingdom impact in the world around us, we've got to be connected, as we talked about earlier, to the Spirit of God, to think the way that God thinks. So, man, there's a lot of Christians trying to, you know, live their Christian life according to the world's ways of thinking and according to the natural mind, and they're not going to have a kingdom impact. They need to have a spiritual impact. This realm of the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You know, knowledge can get hung in the soul realm is the only way I know how to say it. Your spirit is the higher realm. It's the God realm. It's the faith realm. Spirit will always trump knowledge. Spirit will always trump soul. Faith will always trump knowledge. Because there's a way to get hung up on just having head knowledge. And the Bible even says it can make you proud. Knowledge can puff you up. So a whole bunch of knowledge about God, about the Holy Spirit, Bible info, that's not our end game. That's not our goal. That is actually supposed to lead us into the things of the Spirit so that we can be led by the Spirit. And he will use knowledge, the things that we have, but just knowing, okay, is not our end game. The end game is to be led by the Spirit, to hear his voice, and to do what he wants us to do, to make an impact in the world around us. So let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have given us of your Spirit. Thank you that you have appointed us to be here on the earth at this time and to be influencers, God, for your kingdom. Father, we want to walk by the Spirit. We want to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to interrupt what we're doing. If we're not on the right path, if we're going the wrong way, if it's not clear, we just invite you to stand in our way and to redirect us, point us to the right way. Father, we want to walk by the Spirit. We want to be filled with the Spirit. We want to have a supernatural impact for the glory and the honor of the name of Jesus Christ and for your kingdom. So God, we just ask you to fill us. We ask that you would help us to take our thoughts captive to the truth that you have for us, God. And Father, we pray that, you know, this battlefield of the mind, this battle of the mind, God, we just declare that the Spirit wins, okay, that we have the mind of Christ, as your word says. And we praise you for that. It's in Jesus' name. Okay, friends. Until next time, I want to encourage you to like the podcast, share the podcast, comment on the podcast. Let me know where you're listening from. And again, thank you so much for, you know, just turning your heart towards the Lord, turning your mind, your thoughts towards Him. Okay? Have a good day.